This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for being with us this afternoon. And as you know, my program is the program where we have an opportunity to give you hope, guidance, wisdom, and knowledge when real life happens to the family and to your business. And we often discuss relevant and often unspoken issues when issues in the family and in truth. And we have such an incredible guest this afternoon with us, Tress Legemaat from ArcNet Consultancy. And we have really touched on an incredible topic last week. If you don't know how to get to us and have not heard the program, please go and download our app. We have the 7 to 9 a.m. app, and we on that app you can see our podcasts of all our programs that we have on a weekly basis, and it really keeps you in touch. And then at the same time, we have a WhatsApp number on 0817291657 if there's anything you'd like to communicate with us, and we have a Telegram number 0817291657, and our Facebook as well. Please go and interact with us. You can see our guests and see our presenters and really enjoy an hour or two with us on a daily basis. But this afternoon, we are really going to be touching something very vital. Tress, you have started this consultancy, ArcNet, because of the fact that there is such a need for us to merge our business, our personal life, as well as our spiritual life. And just share with us quickly a little bit about yourself, of a little bit of your background as well, and then we can just go forth straight after the break, our music break, but I would like them to know who you are right now.
Thank you, Renette. It's lovely to be back with you and your audience. And yes, last week we spoke about spiritual stewardship. What are we in charge of? What has God entrusted to us to steward, both personally, within our families, within our business, as well as then our employees being part of our work family? So it took me a long time to really understand my personal purpose and to also see that employees are and their families are part of who God has entrusted to me to care for their souls, to care for their eternal life. It's not only about me identifying why I am here for and what I am supposed to do before I, if I can say politely, kick the bucket or end this journey in my physical body, but my employees as well. So through a lifetime of trial and error and really in pursuit of understanding why I'm here, because many of us, we are born into a family or into an environment that is not conducive to our flourishing, not conducive to really being in the right place or arriving in the right place. So we need the intervention of God for that to happen. And for me, I started working when I was really young, gone through various different industries, various different roles, administration, marketing, relational marketing, really, I like that. And then discovering I have a real passion for developing people.
Wonderful.
And wanting other people to discover what's more than what they're doing today, like help people get out of their ruts. But, you know, it takes a long time, like with Moses. It took God a long time to get Moses ready for leading the Israelites out. Exactly. You know, the first 40 years of his life, it was skills training, strength training. You know, he was a prince. He had the best education. He knew how to engage with ambassadors on international level. He was a warrior. He was a priest because Egyptians were all trained to be priests as well. And then his heart was stirred by something in the community. It was his own people being abused by the overseers because the Hebrews were slaves. And something about calling was working in him. But he wasn't ready to walk it out the way God intended. So he used the five-point plan, his fist, and he killed the person who was abusing them. So yes, it takes time for us to be ready for what God has intended for us.
I love that. And I love the fact that you said everything that we've experienced is our training field. Is that not for what God has actually purposed and planned?
Yes.
We're going to take a quick music break and we're going to look forward to this next session with Tris Lechemaat from ArcNet Consultancy. Thank you for staying with us this afternoon. And we have got such an excellent guest with us this afternoon. And she's really highly professional. And she's got such wisdom and such knowledge for us to really come into full alignment of what God's got planned and purposed for us in our businesses and in our personal lives, as well as spiritually. So Tris Lechemaat from ArcNet Consultancy has developed, and I love the fact that she loves developing the person as well. And their core mission is to really consult people into business and business leaders in the marketplace and to value prayer intercession for their businesses and their employees. And I really love the fact that you are about getting every aspect of the line and hold and healed as well. So, Tris, share with us the three core values that you have really built this consultancy with.
All right. So, our tagline is purpose, people, and quality. So, we are driven by purpose, and it's critical that we help our clients understand what is the reason that Father has put you in a human package and sent you to the earth. And then quality, what we do needs to be quality, and caring for the people. Care for the people is critical. So we offer support to our clients in three different areas. The one is spiritual stewardship, which is what we addressed in detail last week, where we really were talking about helping our clients assess the strength of their spiritual foundations in their personal lives and in the organizations. And then as well as the size of their spiritual capital. We'll talk a little bit more about capital just now. And then in dealing with the spiritual obstacles to advancement when exercising our spiritual stewardship. Another dimension that we help our clients in is to help their employees achieve wholeness.
Now, I love it.
Yeah, generally we talk about employee wellness, where we help them with their mental health, physical health, and emotional health, but the spiritual wellness component is often excluded from that. So as Kingdom business leaders, we need to bring that component in and develop our work family then based on Christian values and principles and helping them discover their own personal purpose and offering interventions, appropriate interventions, that lead to individual wholeness. And that's going to result in productivity because at the end of the day, we need to make a reasonable profit. So we want to see productivity improve, but also the quality of our employees' lives improve. And in that way, we see transformation beginning in-house.
Fantastic. And you mentioned about the fact that we are needing other kind of support, you know, the external intercession and internal intercession. And we really need to cover, I would love you to just to cover that aspect, you know, because of the fact that we are really needing to understand how important prayer is.
Yes. Excellent question. When we look at the life of Jesus, we see that his entire mission was about helping people to prosper spiritually and to build their spiritual capacity. And in business terms, we would talk about it building your spiritual capital. So if we just look at business, we've got human capital, that's all our employees and their skills and talents that they have. We have intellectual capital, that wealth of knowledge and resourcefulness and creativity that we have in the business. And, you know, financial, which is your money capital. But spiritual capital is made up first of all, of the depth of my personal relationship with God. It's my own capacity to invite the kingdom to come into my day, into this meeting, into this problem-solving environment, into my product development. So it begins, each person, each born-again believer is building spiritual capital. And it also involves how responsive are we to the leading of the Holy Spirit. You know, when it says, don't use that word in this meeting, it's going to provoke something that you don't want to see. Or share this, but from a place of humility instead of pride. Mm. And beyond that then, in a business, you need to look at who else in this entity is building spiritual capital, yes, for themselves. And do you know who is praying for you and for your business, sure, within your team? You see, we can establish prayer partners. Many times spouses are part of our prayer teams. But the size of my spiritual capital is going to depend how solid my foundation is. And I'm talking about entities that consult and pray to other gods. They will get power from a different source. But as kingdom people, we want the kingdom of God to come. We want his power to come because we know this is a lasting kingdom. So it's an unseen resource, mm-hmm, and we get a deposit of it from God. It's not originated by ourselves. And as we do life, we build and grow our spiritual capital. So as we implement his counsel and his strategy in our business, that spiritual capital grows. Now, what is critically important to understand is, you know, when you are mixing mortar and cement and plaster, there is an ingredient in there called cement. The cement, without the cement, it won't adhere and stick and harden the way it should. So in a foundation, they use a lot more cement than they would in mortar and plaster. Spiritually, my spiritual capital, let me rephrase that. In your entity, your spiritual capital is the cement that adheres all your other forms and sources of capital. So it is really important to understand what's the effect on my business if I don't grow my spiritual capital, if I'm not continuously increasing that. So without my sufficient spiritual capital in my business, my foundations and my processes don't adhere and bind in the kingdom way as God intend them to be. So that means my entity as a whole is not going to be as effective in business. Just want to pause a moment and look back to, you know, Jesus said quite strongly, he said, I am here. I'm here to be about my Father's business.
Yes.
Yes. So, and his Father's business was about the kingdom and reconciling people back to God. So, you know, Jesus dealt with the devil and he healed people, but he was pointing us to develop that relationship, invite the kingdom to come in all that you do. So building spiritual capital happens when I read the word, when I converse with God, when I not only talk to him, but I take the time to wait on him, when I follow him in obedience, when I shift my priorities and make room for his priorities, and when I work as a son. Jesus worked as a son in relationship to the Father. Even when he said to us, when you pray, he didn't say, pray to the Lord God Almighty, the Ancient of Days and the Master of the Universe. He said, pray to your Father who is in heaven. So, you know, that there's a healing component that comes into that relational facet. And then responding like a son and doing what the Father is showing us and giving us the priorities to do. Is there time to give an example?
Yes, of course. Yes. Please do. Please do.
So two examples in Scripture where we see rulers building spiritual capital. The one is King Saul. So King Saul received that external deposit of spiritual capital from God when he was anointed by Samuel to be the next king. So when he was then crowned, he was hiding, he was full of humility, and he needed to come out. So humility builds your spiritual capital. When he was activated by the Holy Spirit of God in a time of war and he called soldiers to come, then he was obedient. There was an external deposit because he was activated by the Holy Spirit. But when he made an unlawful sacrifice, he stepped into Samuel's shoes, he had a withdrawal. Mm. You know, his spiritual capital went down, went taken away. And when he was instructed to wipe out the Amalekites, and he did not do that, again, he diminished his spiritual capital.
And his power.
And his power. And yes, so when he had a performance appraisal, he lost his natural mandate and his spiritual mandate and the spiritual deposit that was given to him. Mm. So things went from bad to worse for Saul, and we see that through his entire life. And then when you look at David, how David in his personal capacity and later as a leader was continuously building or adding to the deposit that the Lord gave him when he was anointed, when he worshipped God, when he faced Goliath, the giant, the stronghold, he was just building his spiritual capital and his capacity. Yes. And every time he was confronted with a war situation, he consulted God. He's building his capacity. Now, when he went into sexual sin with Bathsheba and murdered her put her husband in such a place that he would be murdered, then he had a loss of spiritual capital. There was a deficit there. But because he repented, then there is again restoration of that deposit. And we see, you know, he invites godly counsel. He's got Samuel on his team, Nathan, Zadok, Ahithophel, however you pronounce his name. You know, so you see there building spiritual capacity and spiritual capital. And that's how you and I as business leaders do it as well.
Incredible. Mm. And it is so profound, this information, because we, as you say, there is just a modern day terminologies, but it was in the Word from the start.
Yes.
And we just have modern ways of executing this, and it's absolutely incredible. Thank you, Tris, for sharing that with us. We have got more to discuss after this, but we're going to have a music break now. Enjoy. Good afternoon, and thank you for staying with us. I have Tris Legemaat from ArcNet Consultancy in the studio with me, and boy, are we really getting sound, profound wisdom and knowledge from a business leader herself and businesswoman, and they have developed a incredible consultancy angle, which is so vital, and I don't think we have any knowledge of how to actually merge this, how important and valuable it is to have your spiritual, personal, and business blueprint merged into one, how vital it is for the success of your company. So we have, you know, we've touched on a few topics, but this, now we are going to speak about the importance and what does that look like in layman's terms about external intercessory as important as internal intercessory in your business and your company?
Excellent question. Thank you, Renette. Coming back, praying alone, I think as Christians, we are most comfortable with that. When we start to speak out loud, that's a bit more risky. And we also see Jesus praying alone many times. Everyone is intended to have that personal relationship. But then we see also the model in Scripture of two are better than one, they can help each other up. When the one is discouraged, the other one can encourage. When you don't have it in you to pray, the other one can pray. And we see that same pattern with Moses. Moses and God in discussion. God has had it with the Israelites who are continuously grumbling, continuously rebelling. And the Lord says, Moses, stand out of the way. I am going to wipe them out and start over with you. But Moses then says, no, God, he's not afraid to reason with God, to discuss things with God. And but he says, no, don't do that. You know, you are God. You've led us this far. Let's rethink this. So there we see from Moses praying alone, there is a dialogue with God. And when you talk about internal intercession, so in your entity or in you as a leader, you may only be praying with your spouse or maybe with one of the shareholders or one of the directors. Perhaps you have an internal team that is a little bit bigger where you've picked up through the language and observance and because you are sharing prayer needs in the entity or modeling it or making prayer and Bible reading part of certain of your meetings, you start to pick up who's interested in that. And you may have developed an internal team that you regularly give things to pray for too. Mm. But not every business owner feels comfortable sharing the topics, sometimes not sure what can I share, what will they understand, because it isn't always right to share all the information, you know? Mm. So this is something that needs to be worked out. But the ideas that you build your an internal team, whether it includes friends or people from your cell group or your church that are part of praying for your entity. But here you're talking about people who are earnest, who are not going to...
Trustworthy.
Trustworthy. And they really are taking it invested on as a mission, you know, that this is a God mandate and they want to do that with excellence. We see Moses and Aaron functioning together in the wilderness. There was a huge rebellion that came against them, specifically as God's appointed leadership with Korah and 250 leaders. Well, that's a major issue, but they fell on their faces and they stood in the gap before God. So there the internal two by two were functioning. When Jesus sent out the disciples, the first the 12 and later the 70, he sent them out two by two. And he told them, pray as you go. Pray for the Lord of the harvest to, you know, bring the increase, to send more laborers. So this internal team, whether it's two or more, is a biblical principle. Jesus, on the night before he faced the cross, he said to the disciples, watch and pray.
Yeah.
Watch, because temptation is coming. Watch and pray. It didn't stop him. He carried on praying on his own. He won the battle on his own. But the disciples who did not pray were faced with a major challenge and not ready for the challenge. So this internal team model, we see that in Scripture as well. External team, this is where people outside your entity, an entity, for example, like ArcNet Consultancy, we accept consulting work in interceding for our clients for a specific number of hours, for a specific period. And that could be around crises. It could be here are the names of all our employees and their job functions, praying for them, product development, legal issues, expansions, new branches that are being opened, products that are being developed, whatever facet that is. So that is like external intercession. I'll give some more examples just now. But in Scripture, we even see Pharaoh saying to Moses and Aaron, you pray to your God to get rid of these plagues. That's, you know, and then Esther, when she said the message that she sent to Mordecai and said, you and all the Jews that are in Susa, pray for me and fast for me. You know, she was recruiting external intercession. The kings in the Old Testament, they outsourced intercession to the prophets. You know, pray to God for us. Nehemiah, he came with a team to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, but he got everyone involved. You know, so he got the locals involved and said, this is what to pray for. This is how to do it. You know, spend so much time in prayer and spend so much time in, you know, having your weapons ready. And don't even take your clothes and your shoes off when you go to bed at night. Be alert and pray. And we see Paul telling the local believers to pray. And so they became part. They were external, and now they become part of the internal team. So, yeah, we can see that
so
model.
There's a mutual investment.
Yes.
In prayer.
Yes.
With great success. So we are going to take another music break. Oh, time flies. And when it's so valuable what you are sharing with us right now. So stay with us after this music break. I think you're going to be so encouraged for your business. At least you've got an idea of what is important and valuable and with great results. So we're going to chat with Tres Lichemot right after this. Enjoy the next few minutes. Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for being with us this afternoon. I hope you enjoyed that. We have such an excellent guest in the studio with us this afternoon, and please go and download our app if you have missed this important interview. I just want to encourage you. We have got podcasts of every other programs, that all our programs. So please go and download the app and join us if you have missed out on some of the information that we are sharing this afternoon. And we got Tres Lichemot in the studio with us from ArcNet Consultancy, and they are offering us an excellent service in the sense of converging our spiritual, business, and personal capacity, as well as our blueprint for our businesses. But at the end of the day, she has got so many other multifaceted ways of actually interceding within your own company. It's just really wisdom and guidance that you're offering us right now. So what is the paradigm shifts that we as leaders and business owners can expect once we come to understand the powerful prayer of intercession being the foundation of our business?
Wow, yes. The paradigm shift, I think, comes with a tremendous amount of freedom for, as a business leader and a business owner, to realize you don't have to carry it all by yourself. Because many times we are well-intentioned. We want to pray. We understand that scripture that says, you know, pray at all times. And we don't know how to do that, because the reality is we get up in the morning, we make time for devotions, hopefully, and we pray for ourselves, for strength for the day. We pray for our spouses, our children, and the crises that we are facing, the items on the agenda. But business encompasses so many other different facets. And if we are not intentional about making sure those facets of the business are covered, we are not building our spiritual capital. And our own spiritual capacity is diminished. So it's not a lack of desire of wanting to pray, but we just don't know how to fit it all into our day. And so that's why it can be outsourced. And we need to know who is a trusted entity, or are trusted people that we need to engage with. And our recommendation is always, who in your circle is already carrying you in your heart? Who will tell you every now and then, I'm praying for you and your business? Mm. And you know that you start to cultivate and build your own internal prayer team. People within the business, people outside the business. And you can then outsource that as well. And to help with that. So what that does for you is this total peace that comes the facets that I'm required to take care of are being taken care of. Now, I really want to recommend that you take time to read Exodus 40. So in Exodus 40, at the end of the tabernacle being built, so God gave the blueprint of the tabernacle, yes, which is a place for his presence, as our business is intended to be a place to host his presence. And the dress code, the policies, how it needs to run, who to employ. God was very specific. This particular one has already got skills. I'm putting my spirit upon him. He's going to lead all the craft activities, all the silver work, gold work, woodwork that needs to be done, and he can oversee a team. It's all there. Did Moses do any of that work physically? In Exodus 40, we read Moses is now putting all the furniture and the equipment in place. He's anointing each of the articles. He is washing Aaron and his sons in readiness to put on their dress code,
yes,
and to function in their offices. And nine times, as Moses completed an item, it says, and Moses did as God commanded him.
Amen.
So you see, as a leader, you do not have to do all of these things yourself. You do not have to pray for all of these particular components yourself, but you are responsible for making sure it happens.
And that you're covered.
That you are covered, that your people are covered. And coming back as well, that you really, that it settles inside of you, that as a New Testament born again believer, you are the royal priest. Amen. You already have, quote unquote, a church amongst your employees. And this is your people to train, to equip, to disciple, to bring transformation to, so that society can be transformed. And as you discover more about their calling, you can realize that this job that they're in, they have enough skills here. They need to go to another area to learn either new skills or develop character in an area where you can see it's not fully developed. So, you know, you start to, like you do with your own children, you want them to go to the right school or the right qualification.
And to be successful.
Yes. So, you know, there's this continuous realignment with peace that happens on to you on the inside because, you know, I'm stewarding what the Lord has entrusted to me.
Amazing. Absolutely incredible. You know, I just want to share a quick testimony of how valuable each member in our companies are. I know of a very wonderful, successful story of a lady that worked, the tea lady, that was cleaning the offices in a morning at a company. Mm-hmm. And she came in with absolute love and passion because her company was a beautifully structured, successful company, but she was really embraced for who she was. And she used to come in every morning and pray over the desks and pray over the phones, pray over every aspect of her work or offices, the boss's mm-hmm. office, wherever beautiful. She was led, and to pray over this, and the company was just flourishing. So you need to understand that every person that is entrusted to you has equal value and capacity and capital, that they added value capital to your business. So I just want to encourage you, family and friends, really go and regroup and see how God can really change, paradigmally change your business and the success of your business by following his word and his ways and his perfect will for your business. So thank you, Tris. Thank you for that value-added information and wisdom and guidance that you've got. And we trust that the Lord will just continuously use you mightily in the business world to transform society. Thank you for your wonderful consultancy that you do. So guys, go look her up. She's on all different platforms. Just share with us with what platforms you are on. How can we get a hold of you if we need to discuss? anything for our businesses?
You can find us on the website ARC, that's A-R-C, network.co.za. You can find me, Truus Leegemaat, on Facebook and on LinkedIn.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Truus, for being with us this afternoon. Family and friends, may the Lord just bless you with great success in all areas of your life. And we hope to see you next week. And God bless you. Have an excellent week this week. And we will see you same time, same place. Take care and stick to the rules. Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.